we welcome you to the final week of the 2016 Eagles season. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Glenn Macnow. It's Eagles 360. It's Tuesday. The players back in the building after their weekend mini bye week. And Glenn, it's sad to say, one more game to go.
I know. And I want to start it all over again.
Yeah.
Because I do feel good about the future. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. And I hate to see it end. It was a little bit disappointing this season. Everybody knows they started out 3-0, had that five-game losing streak. But I do feel good about a lot of aspects of the future.
I wonder if there was one thing you could change about the season.
Yeah, the one thing I can change, and it'll be part of my takeaways, will be Lane Johnson's suspension.
Yeah.
I think more than any single thing that hurt this team.
I happen to agree with that. And we will get to Glenn Macnow's takeaways from the game on Thursday against the New York Giants. We've got a great show for you, but first let's get you caught up with everything happening on this Tuesday at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles coordinators meeting the media on Tuesday, Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz. Alex Smith is here to give you the update. It's our 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone, and happy holidays. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The Eagles are getting set for their final regular season game of the 2016 season as they welcome the rival Dallas Cowboys into town on Sunday afternoon. And today we heard from offensive coordinator Frank Reich and defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. And we'll start things off with hearing from Schwartz as he talks about the challenges in preparing for a Cowboys team when he's not certain yet as to whether or not the starters will play in this game.
We probably have to prepare for three different quarterbacks, you know, not just Prescott, who we've already played once, and, you know, we have a lot of film on, but Romo, who has a track record, you know, if they play him, and then Sanchez. So it does spread you a little bit thin. A lot of it goes to the quarterback position. You know, their run game's not going to change regardless of who's getting the ball. But wide receivers and, you know, how they work through those wide receivers, it certainly goes into game plan. And, you know, you'd attack each of those quarterbacks probably a little bit different. So, you know, it's a little bit like facing their offense. It's going to spread you thin. Our preparation will spread thin. We're going to need a lot of focus this week and be productive on the practice field because there is more than just one scenario that you have to prepare for.
As for Reich, he's been there firsthand to see just how far Carson Wentz has improved from becoming the number two overall pick to being named the starter just 8 days before the regular season opener, and then going on to start every single game here this season for the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, he's exceeded expectations in some ways, but I think what you want to see is you want to see accuracy, you want to see good decision-making, you want to see the ability to sustain success when things are going well, to maintain focus and concentration the next week in preparation. You want to see to be able to bounce back after a poor performance. You want to see to be able to, when things are going bad in the course of a game, for him to not waver. And I think on most of those fronts, I think he's passed the test.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here today from the NovaCare Complex. But tomorrow we have a whole gift bag of press conferences coming your way, including from quarterback Carson Wentz, safety Malcolm Jenkins, and others. And in case you missed anything from today's press conferences, you can check it out right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. We've got a lot to get to in the show. Head coach Doug Peterson drops by. He'll be in studio with me. We'll take a look around the NFC East, which is one win away from having three teams in the conference playoff picture. But when we return to Eagles 360, we will talk about Glenn Macnow. His perspective on this 2016 season could include a little bit about the Giants game. Lane Johnson back in the lineup. The Eagles win 4-1 with Johnson there. You see the trend. We're coming right back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Toyota Player of the Week to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Be noisy, be silent, be near, be far, be joyful, be together. Celebrate joy with Dunkin's holiday-flavored coffees, espressos, and donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Glenn Macnow. Time now for Glenn to give us his five takeaways from this 2016 Eagle season.
All right, well, let's start with the biggest thing, which, of course, was Carson Wentz. And he started out the season just brilliantly, made it look too easy, which, of course, it isn't that easy. Wentz played with a makeshift line. He played with a dearth of talent at wide receiver and running back. And I think he made the most of his rookie season, Dave. He's got poise. He bounces back from adversity. We saw the last few games how much he can use his legs, how much he can extend plays. I think we'll see that down the line. You know, he had some mechanical issues. He overthrew it too far. He has to learn how not to throw into coverage. But I feel now, for the first time since Donovan McNabb left after 09, that the Eagles are set at quarterback for years to come.
I would think, Glenn, that that is a unanimous thought out there. Maybe not, but kind of hard to see how you could watch him play for 15 games and not arrive at that same conclusion.
There you go. Number two, we talk about Lane Johnson, and that really is a big issue because, to me, other than Wentz, no single player had a bigger impact on this season than Lane Johnson. What he meant in run blocking, you saw the first drive back against the Giants. There's your Giants talk. The Eagles improved to 4-1 with him in the lineup. And against the Giants, two-thirds of their rushing yards came in the two-gap, three-gap, right to his left, right to his right. He was contrite when he came back, says he needs to grow, says he's not going to make the same mistake. I want to believe that. I want to think that next year Lane Johnson will play all 16 games and the Eagles will benefit from that.
Yeah, and you wonder how much the Eagles can trust him or how much they will bridge that trust with some reinforcements should Lane have another strike in that policy, which would cost him two full seasons.
Okay, so number three, let's talk about the entire offensive line, which I think I may feel more optimistic about than a lot of people. Maybe even you,
Wow, Glenn Macnow, talk to me.
Well, if Lane Johnson does have the next year that we think he can have by playing all the games, if you bring back Jason Peters and he gives you what he gave you this year, really nice bounce-back year, we'll see whether or not Kelsey comes back. I think Barrett Brooks kind of dealt with some...
Brandon Brooks.
I heard Barrett on the way in.
Yeah.
Brandon Brooks dealt with some of his problems, and I think you can count on him going forward. You want to believe that. And I think with Vitae and with Seumalo, they got some young reinforcements. They have a lot of needs this offseason, and we'll talk about them. But to me, offensive line may be better off than people think.
Right. I guess my only point would be, are you going to be good at offensive line? Are you going to be very good? Or are you going to be dominating? And we see what dominating does in Dallas. I want to be dominating up front.
Well, how much faith did you have in the two young kids?
A lot of faith in those guys.
Well, then that means a lot going forward.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
All right, number four, let's talk about Doug Peterson a little bit. Let's talk about his rookie year. I think he is creative. I think he is gutsy. I think he is not kind of tied into the hidebound coach's conventional wisdom, and I like that about him. But creative can also sometimes look goofy. And this town can micromanage everything a head coach does. He dealt with some of that this year. I end the seasons with mixed feelings about Doug Peterson. He's obviously a guy who knows football. He understands how offenses work. And it's nice to have a coach that treats people around him well. We haven't always had that around this building. That's a good thing. I worry that he's got to be tougher with the players. There were a few times this year I thought that Doug Peterson has to really show that he's got teeth. I also, for what it's worth, think he's a little awkward answering questions, which leads to some communication issues. Like a lot of rookies, there's room for improvement. I think he's got it. We'll see the second year.
We will see the second year. He'll be judged very, very sternly, of course, in year number two as well.
All right. Number five, Dave. Here you go. All of that said, I think there's going to be at least 20 new faces on the roster next year, maybe more. It's going to be a very active, it has to be a very active free agent season for the Eagles because you can't get everything you need in the draft. They need a complete revamp at wide receiver. Other than Jordan Matthews, to me, I think you may turn over that entire squad. The cornerback situation needs to be addressed. I think it's needed to be addressed year after year since, what, 2010?
But they addressed it this offseason.
Well, it needs to be addressed again,
okay.
I think. I think they're going to need an edge rusher. I think they have to redo the running back situation. I think they could use another linebacker. It will be a very active offseason through the draft, through non-drafted free agents. You hope you hit one or two on those. And they will have to be active in free agency.
I think 20 is a really high number. I really don't think they're going to turn this roster over like that.
I'll bet you that meal that we never called. I did finally pay that off. I'll bet you another meal on that.
I don't think you paid that off.
I did. I remember paying it off. In Havertown, Darby Road. No. I did.
All right, that's Glenn McNeil's five takeaways.
53-man roster, 20 new players.
All right, there you go. On the record. A meal is on the line. Okay, good stuff. Glenn McNeil's five takeaways with one game to go in this 2016 season. He mentioned Doug Peterson. When we return, Doug Peterson, head coach, in studio.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there, we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, let's give him a wall.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Be noisy, be silent, be near, be far, be joyful, be together. Celebrate joy with Dunkin's holiday-flavored coffees, espressos, and donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
Time now for our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And Doug, we've got one game to go here. It's a Tuesday. You're looking at the Dallas Cowboys, but if I could ask you a little bit about Thursday night first. I want to start with Carson and the athletic ability that he continues to show. It seems like he's loosening up in the pocket, showing more athletic ability. How does that happen in terms of the progression of a quarterback?
Well, I think just he's allowing the game to kind of unfold to him, and he's not forcing anything, and he's really just playing the game as a quarterback, you know? There were some great lanes, great opportunities for him to use his legs the other night, and he was able to do that. Picked up some much needed yardage, and really kind of a spark in our offense to keep some drives alive. And these are all things that, as he sees the field better and he gets more comfortable in the pocket, he's big, strong, he's powerful, and we want him to use his legs as much as he can.
Did you see that athletic ability at North Dakota State translating the way it has into the NFL?
We did. We saw it there in college, and then sometimes even in the National Football League, it doesn't always present itself every week for your quarterback to run. But anytime he gets the opportunity, teams that want to play a lot of man coverage, obviously that's the one guy they forget about is the quarterback. And we encourage Carson to run as often as he can, but at the same time, protecting his body. He did a nice job sliding, and and getting himself out of bounds whenever he can. And it's just, those are just valuable, precious yards that you need as an offense.
Someday in the offense, is there a read option chapter that you will use for Carson, or will you not?
No, we'll use it, and we've used it some this season, and defenses are starting to catch up to that RPO stuff. That's the other thing
that
you see in the league.
Yeah.
They're defending it better. But we'll continue to use it and find ways to be creative in the run game that way. And that's the one thing I think the defenses sometimes forget about is the ability of your quarterback to run, whether it's designed runs or RPO runs. They kind of forget, and I won't say they go to sleep, but that just becomes another added element, another runner for your offense.
But he's also just been really good and really improved at making people miss in and around the pocket. Is that innate? Is that something where the game is slowing down for him?
It's a little of both. Okay. You know, it's him understanding and being aware of the pocket and when pressure sort of kind of closes in on him. You know, it's a great ability. It's an awareness that he has. It's sort of that sixth sense that quarterbacks have sometimes to just kind of feel that kind of stuff. And did a great job the other night. You know, he ducked a couple times and he spun a couple times and made me nervous a couple of times, you know. But he's such a great athlete that, he can get away with that.
Love to talk about the defense here and the performance through 15 games, really hanging in there. It's so obvious that quarterbacks are getting rid of the football so quickly, which negates one of the strengths of this defense, and that's the defensive line.
You're exactly right. And the other night, Eli sort of prides himself in getting that ball out of his hand. He doesn't like to get hit. And he's got some great underneath skill on the outside that can get open slant routes and little arrow routes and things that where the ball's coming out relatively fast. And it does negate your pass rush. But our defense the other night played extremely fast. I thought they were the more physical team up front. Our secondary, the three interceptions were huge. Obviously, the pick six by Malcolm was a big turning point in that game, even though, you know, we had a 7-0 lead at the time. And those are things that our defense is, you know, they've done that throughout the quarter. We just need that on a consistent basis each week. And then offensively, we were able to score when we needed to. I thought Caleb had another nice game, you know, kicking the football. But defense, it kind of starts with them. You know, as you've seen, I've deferred to start the game, to put our defense out there to set the tone each week.
Doug, can you talk about the safety position as a group, including Terrence Brooks, who I know Joe Douglas had familiarity with, brought him in here at the waiver wire pickup time at the beginning of the season. He made the big play on Thursday night. As you look at it now and then moving forward, how do you feel about safeties?
Safeties has been probably our one of our strengths on defense. They're veteran guys. I think, you know, to start the season with Malcolm and Rodney back there, you know, two veteran guys that worked well together, great communication. And then when Ron Brooks went down, it sort of disrupted that just a little bit because Malcolm had to come inside. And then you got Jalen Watkins who, you know, and Jalen really has come a long way. He's a player that's gotten better each week. He's fitting into the scheme, you know, and then Terrence Brooks, you know, Terrence has been primarily a special teams player for us, but got some valuable time, obviously, at the end of that game. And sort of the anchor right now back there has been Rodney. He's been the one that's has been steady and Malcolm and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, has done a great job for what we've asked him to do. And he's moved around. He's played that nickel spot. He's been back at the safety spot. So he's a valuable player for us and a great leader on that defense. But safeties are you know, it's a tough position to play because we ask them to do a lot of things.
Linebacker, Jordan Hicks, do you see him as a building block?
I do. He's another one that he's smart. He's sharp. He gets our defense lined up. You know, he runs extremely well. You know, body type, he's probably not the prototypical Mike linebacker body type, but he's a tough kid. He and Nigel Bradham both really are kids that, you know, I say kids, they stick their nose in there, they take on big offensive linemen, they shed blocks and make plays. So he's a sideline-to-sideline guy and can run. Great leader on that defense.
Sunday is the Dallas Cowboys. Doug, what will it mean to beat the Cowboys to get to 7-9?
Well, it would mean everything. You know, we obviously had an opportunity the first time, you know, in Dallas to beat this football team, and it's they're a good team. You know, they're obviously a playoff team, and you know, clinched not only the division but home field, and And you know, we get them again. That's the beauty of your playing your division. You get them twice. So, you know, we do have unfinished business. We'd like to go out on, you know, on top with a win, but it's going to be another four quarter battle, and guys are going to be rested and had a nice Christmas break.
How do you see this division, Doug? The NFC East has been a beast this year. Is it here to stay for the long term?
I think so, and the reason I say that is you look at all the four teams and got great quarterbacks, you know, some young quarterbacks, even with Kirk Cousins in there, who's played extremely well this season, and now you got Dak and Carson in there, and the old Wiley vet and Eli, you know, so there's great skill and ability, good quarterbacks, you know, it's the black and blue division of the football world right now, and I think it's really as each year comes and goes, I think it can be anybody's ball game to have, and we just got to get ourselves right and make sure that we're in contention for that division title every year.
Doug, thanks so much. Good luck against the Cowboys. Doug Peterson, one-on-one presented by Wawa.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange, 100% verified authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
We are back. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now time now to take a look around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Glenn, we talked about this last couple years here. Last year, terrible production in the division. This year, it's the NFC beast. And all that has to happen for Washington to make the playoffs is if the Redskins at home beat the New York Giants, who have nothing to play for.
Right. Giants are locked into the 5 seed. In the NFC, so they really don't have a lot to play. I don't know if they will. You know, you're in that situation with a team, let's take the Giants here, where you don't want to coast into the playoffs. You want to play it there. We'll certainly start Eli. It'll be his 199th start. He's third all time. But how long will he play? I don't know. I end up the season impressed by the Giants more than I was as it was going through. Their defense got so much better. Those free agents that Reese, the GM, signed during the year got better. And Landon Collins is really a guy you have to talk about when you talk about NFC Defensive Player of the Year. I know.
The Redskins have been up and down all season. Very, very potent offense with Kirk Cousins. But he has struggled a bit down the stretch here. A couple of weeks ago, really shut down. Wins against Chicago last weekend. Now he's got the playoffs and maybe his future at stake with the Washington Redskins. I believe that if the Redskins get in the playoffs, they will do some damage because of that offense.
Well, maybe. And the thing about the Redskins this year is they beat good teams and they lose to bad teams. So now we'll see if they can beat they have to beat a good team in the playoffs. He is very up and down, and we'll see how that works. The thing I think really helped them this year was Robert Kelly. They discovered a running back who is tough to tackle, who was very good. We saw him against the Eagles. That could help them in the playoffs in January.
And then the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night continue to roll the big win against the Detroit Lions. Cowboys coming to town, having already clinched home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. They are the team to beat in the NFC. Let's hope they are beaten.
Jerry Jones says he is going to play Dak Prescott, and Zeke Elliott, but Dak Prescott He did play a lot last night until they put away Detroit. We'll see. You've seen two starting quarterbacks, two playoff potential quarterbacks get hurt, get knocked out
in
with
the
broken
pocket,
fibulas.
Right? In the pocket, not throwing a block, right?
No. Oh, you working that in?
Yes,
you?
I did. Wedge that criticism.
For the record,
out.
I did not like that block, but whatever.
It's football. Let's play some football.
Okay. And now the Cowboys come in here last week. Here's my prediction. Dak Prescott will start. He'll play a couple series. And then.
Mark Sanchez.
Yes.
Yes.
How fun will that
reach,
be?
Oh, it'll be a blast. Eagles, Cowboys, Sunday, 1 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field. That is our look around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. One segment to go here. On Eagles 360, Glenn and I are coming right back.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
You say crazy? I say crafted. You say savage. I say practice. Crazy, crafted, savage, practice. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable. I say achievable. You say incredible. I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave and Glenn. Let's get you set up with everything happening on Wednesday. It's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment. We've got defensive backs coach Corey Unland in studio. We've got Doug Peterson and a host of others meeting the media. And the All-Pro, the Hall of Famer, former Eagles wide receiver, and current radio analyst Mike Quick is my co-host on the day. We'll get some big picture views from Mike. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Glenn, did you think ever after that 3-0 start that we would be in this position with basically a meaningless game in the standings ahead?
Yeah, I thought it was possible the Eagles still wouldn't make the playoffs. I mean, that's, you know, it's a lot to ask for a young team. But I did think the last two games against the Giants and against Dallas, you'd be playing for it. They're not. But what they're playing for now, and Dave, we've been down this road before, is new coach. You want to finish strong. You want to show something going into the next year. We saw it with Andy Reid. We saw it way before that with Buddy Ryan. Mm-hmm. The game's important for the Eagles. Maybe not for the Cowboys. But you win the last two, I think it gives you something for the offseason.
Yeah. So Eagles trying to finish with a little smile on the faces here at the NovaCare Complex and at Lincoln Financial Field. Sunday is the time for that to happen. Glenn Macnell, Dave Spadaro, you're back on Thursday. Mike Quick with me on Wednesday. Until then, everyone, thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.